Thank you all for being here today. I wrote a thank you letter to my mom. As a fundraiser, you write a lot of thank you letters, but I thought this is really important to write a thank you letter to my mom for all the things she's done for us. Dear Mom, first of all, thank you for loving our dad so passionately and deeply and sharing wonderful stories of the night that you met. And it was at a family gathering, and then later you spent hours at a drugstore just talking, and you told me then you knew he was the one. It was so much fun to hear about when you got married in Folkston, Georgia, and how you drove up with your mom and your best friends. And you didn't know it, but Dad had come in the night before. He told me he had hitchhiked up to down to Folkston from Virginia. And she was at the train station. And when he didn't get off the train station, she thought, oh, my gosh, where is he? Did he stand me up? And Dad was right behind her and said, I'm here, baby. That was pretty cool. We wanted to celebrate your beautiful marriage of 66 years and celebrate having my brother and I. It was a testimonial to a couple's long-lasting true love to all of us, and it impressed all of our friends and family. During the time that you and Dad were raising me and my brother, thank you for being our champion and for going to school and defending us when the junior high girls picked on me. And you went down to the dean's office and said, if you don't get those girls away from my daughter, you will be very sorry. And also, thank you for defending my brother when the teacher threw him out in the hallway because he was smarter than she was. And she said, don't you ever put my son in the hallway again. And they didn't. And later on, when we got older through high school and college and we partied a little bit too much, thank you for sitting in the living room and waiting up for us and sneaking us back in our bedroom when you knew that we had had a little bit too much partying. Thanks for providing us with a strong family foundation, for encouraging us to go to Methodist Youth Camp where we became independent of our parents for about a week. And thanks for being a really cool mom when you're the Methodist youth counselor and having some rock and roll bands during our meetings. I thought that was pretty neat. After all of our kids were born, your love and dedication as grandma and being an active part of all your grandchildren's births, all your grandchildren's birthday parties, many, many, many of them, and going down the water slide at C.B. Smith Park and not getting any of your makeup messed up or your hair wet was pretty amazing. Your grandchildren were all amazed. And thank you for all the babysitting duties. I remember once in particular where she had babysat all five of them, which she told me later I probably won't do again. And she went to check on them, and they were all asleep. And then she fell asleep. And my dad went in to check on all of them later on, and Amanda was awake and said, Papa, you need to be quiet because Mama's fell asleep. She's tired. She's been watching all of us. So I want to also thank you for your patience, your love, and your sense of humor. It kept us going. We're a family, and happy times, meaningful experiences, or when times were tough. Whenever there was a problem, Mom always had an answer. And whenever there was joy, Mom always had smiles and laughter. Thank you for teaching me about unconditional love, where no matter what was going on, you continued to support and help whenever possible. This is the true meaning of love. Mom, I know you're having fun in heaven, because like you always used to tell me, I'd say, be good. And she said, well, you know, that's no fun. I've just got to be a little bit naughty. With much love, always and forever, your daughter, Jude.
Thank you.